Hey friends, it's Tim, and it is Thursday, March 19, and I'm actually I'm recording this outside right now because it's just, I don't know what your house is like, but mine is a lot of noise these days, which is great, let's be honest, it's great. And as I'm outside, it's a bit brisk out here, but it is also, it's shaping up to be a pretty beautiful day. You can hear the birds, I don't know, I'm recording it on my computer, so I have no idea if you can hear the birds, but I can hear the birds. And I'm watching two squirrels, I'm gonna call it fighting, and they're running around and chasing each other. And so hopefully you're able to get outside at some point today and enjoy that as well. But let me say this, I want to talk about what's going on, what's happening right now. And in particular, I want to talk about, what do we call this thing that's happening? What we're feeling, what do we call this? But before we do that, how are you doing? I noticed that, like, right now in myself, like, initially there was this anxiety that was bubbling up to the surface. I noticed in myself that, like, my natural tendency is to overfunction in these times when I'm feeling anxiety. And so it's that can stress out the people I'm with. I don't know how you respond. But I find myself now kind of on the other end of this anxiety and looking at it and realizing, okay, you have a role in this, but you can't drive the vehicle. You can sit in the back seat, but you can't drive this. I don't know how you're feeling. I know that many of you have checked in on me, and that means the world to me. Honestly, like, we are doing great. Our family's healthy. My wife is a nurse practitioner, and so she's been working, and she came home from work yesterday after working all day, and I was able to shout at her, "Unclean, unclean," which is just probably not the greatest thing, but it's also kind of funny. But I've been playing with our kids a lot. We discovered this thing called Mo Doodle. Have you heard of Mo Doodle? If you got little kids, you got to look up Mo Doodle. Every day he comes on and he teaches my kids how to draw, and it's absolutely fantastic. We've done Legos together, and we've gone on runs together. So I'm hoping you're finding ways in the midst of what is not an ideal situation at all, ways to enjoy life. I hope you're discovering that God is close in the midst of this. I know it can feel like God is distant, like God can be hard to see in these moments. But I've discovered that if you slow down, take some deep breaths, and in fact, maybe grab some coffee or hot chocolate or whatever your thing is, and just read through some of the Psalms, God is close. He longs to speak to us in these seasons. I want to talk more about that, but not today. Today, what I want to talk about is, what do we call this? And in particular, Some of you have heard me talk about this, because I honestly, since I've discovered this, I haven't been able to stop talking about this. A couple years ago, I came across a book by a lady named Phyllis Tickle. I know it's a funny name, but a brilliant woman. The book was called The Great Emergence, and she, in the book, introduced me to an idea that, as soon as I heard this idea, I remember thinking, why is this not the only thing we're talking about? Like, this is so revolutionary. And the idea she introduced me to in this book was this idea of 500-year shifts. What you discover, if you do a cursory view of history, is that every 500 years or so, everything from technology to medicine to politics and government, everything shifts, just about every 500 years. And what she suggests is that we are in the midst of one of these shifts now. For the last 50 years or so, we have been in the midst of one of these great 500-year shifts. Now, doesn't mean things aren't changing between these major moments, but for the most part, every 500 years, major moments happen, major shifts happen. In fact, if you do the math, what you discover is it kind of plays out. So approximately, let's just do it together. 500 years ago or so, 1492, Columbus sails the ocean blue, 1492. So we discovered the world is bigger 500 years ago. In addition to this, 500 years ago, we discovered a major technological shift. The printing press was developed. Along with the printing press, there was a major moment, October 31st, 1517, so almost exactly 500 years ago. Martin Luther nails 95 theses to the door of a church, and what is known as the Protestant Reformation begins, and the world as we know it is changed forever. Now, if you back up from that, 500 years before that, to about the year 1000 AD, in particular the year 1054, there was another major shift, what is often referred to as the Great East-West Schism. We find the emergence of Eastern Orthodoxy and modern Catholicism. So the church has a major split. And if you back up 500 years before that, in approximately 500 AD, it's the decline and fall of the great Roman Empire. So empires fall. And 500 years before that, the birth, so the year zero, this is a big one, is the birth of Jesus. Yeah, I would say Jesus, things shifted with that, would you? 500 years before that. Now I'm just going to trace it through the Judean Christian perspective, but you could really look at major moments in almost every culture. But 500 years before that, you have the Babylonian exile, the third largest event in the Bible. And 500 years before that, you have King David, so the rise of monarchy in Jewish culture, in Judeo-Christian culture. And 500 years before that is Moses and the Exodus, the second greatest event in the scriptures. And then 500 years before that, you have Abraham. And now we're basically back at the beginning of the scriptures. Do you get my point? Do you get Phyllis Tickle's point? Every 500 years or so, everything shifts. We are in the midst of a major shift. Now, why does this matter? Why does this matter to you? Well, major questions are going to need to be asked in the midst of any great shift. We need to ask new questions. What you're discovering right now is the way things were no longer is working. And from everywhere, right? So let's think about church. Over the last 50 years or so, we have relied really heavy on the Sunday gathering as our dominant expression of church. In fact, many people, when we talk about church, the language we use is we go to church, as though church is a building or a service that we attend. When all throughout Scripture, you discover that church is actually a gathered group of people who gather in the name of Jesus, right? That's what the church is. However, for the last 50 years or so, maybe even longer, church has become about building or place. And what we're discovering in this season is that is no longer working. We can't gather. In fact, what we're told right now is that the safest thing we can do is to actually not gather. We shouldn't be gathering. And so how do we be the church in this kind of a world? Well, new questions are having to be asked. We have to ask the questions. And in fact, what we're discovering in this is that we actually can do this in beautiful ways without having to gather on Sunday morning. There are ways that you all are caring for each other that I find. What was that? Oh, nice. It's working. You guys we're figuring it out. Think about politics right now. Politics. There's a Democratic primary that's happening. There's primaries on both sides. But Tuesday was another Super Tuesday. And this coronavirus thing was happening at the same time. And at some level, the pettiness of how we talk about each other in a political climate, if it's revealed in these seasons where we need to draw close together. Is it not? Like what really matters starts to bubble to the surface in these moments. We could go on, but let me just say this. What does this matter for us? Things are changing. And when things change, I had a professor in seminary who would say that all change is perceived as loss, and all loss must be grieved. So things are shifting. Things are shifting, and that's creating within us a bit of instability. And in that instability comes anxiety. And in that instability comes fear. That's all normal. It's all quite normal. But we're going to make it through this. We're not the first. We will not be the last. We're not the first. But this is different. This is different. This is big. This is a major, major shift. So take a breath. Find ways to connect with God today. Find ways to connect with your people today, whether that's electronically, through social media, or whether that's a hug of a child. Find ways. We need to practice public distancing, but maybe not necessarily social distancing. We need each other. So take a breath, drink some good coffee, have some water, get outside. And tomorrow when we gather again, I want to talk about what this is doing inside. I want to leave the major and talk about what's this doing in you. Because I've noticed this is doing some stuff in me, and I think I'm growing in my faith because of it. So we'll talk about that. But for now, from my family and my house to yours, grace and peace to you. We'll talk soon.